Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, it is going to be mainly sunny. We'll have a high near 54 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, temperature-wise, we are looking at readings, well, a little bit cooler than they have been over the past few days. In Kenosha is right now 30 degrees, so we're just below the freezing mark. 29 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, it's 30, also 30 degrees in Racine. The critically injured victim of a two-vehicle crash at Highway 20 and 90th Street in Sturtevant Monday night has died. Mount Pleasant Police notified about 3:30 this morning of the man's passing. His name continues to be withheld pending full family notification. The man was a passenger in a truck driven by Chris Hetchler of Mount Pleasant, who was charged earlier this week. The DA's office expected to amend the criminal complaint to reflect it now being a fatal accident. A mother and her teenage son taken by Racine Fire Department paramedics to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency last night after a traffic crash around the 1400 block of Lathrop Avenue on the city's west side. Reports from the scene indicate the victims were in a vehicle stopped for a red light when another vehicle hit them from behind at close to normal speed limits. Police indicate a third vehicle parked nearby was also involved. The 38-year-old woman suffered facial, arm, and knee injuries. Her 14-year-old son, medical attention for a left ankle injury. State Department of Transportation putting out a warning to drivers. They're going to be getting ready to rumble through some construction zones this year. We get more on the story from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The DOT will be installing portable rumble strips in work zones to give motorists a warning so they will reduce their speed. Officials say the rumble strips have helped reduce crashes in work zones in other states. The rumble strips will be installed during two projects in Racine County, on Highway 38 from County Highway K to the Milwaukee County line, and on Highway 11 from Highway C to 71st Drive. The rumble strips will only be deployed on days when flaggers are working to direct traffic. Last year, 2,400 crashes in work zones resulted in 945 injuries and 12 deaths. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
A Red Cross shelter at Kenosha Bradford's Fieldhouse for 20 tenants displaced by an apartment building fire on 50th Street this week, expected to remain open through Monday, while at Kenosha's Transit Center, several took advantage of a special resource helping event. Dana Crew is grateful for the help offered by the Red Cross and the 10 community groups because it's been difficult to deal with this alone.
They are coming together and helping us in ways that I never imagined that, you know, people would help. And it's, you know, it's sad. It hurts to know that we don't have a home. But I'm just, you know, keeping my head up, keeping a positive attitude because I know it's going to be okay eventually.
The 29-year-old Cruz, her four children, and her fiancé have been staying with family members, with attempts to find a new home stymied in part by the owner of the fire-damaged building not returning phone calls. Cruz and the other displaced residents say they could really use their security deposits back and at least part of this month's already paid-up rent as they search for new housing. Kenosha Police Department looking into a possible attempted abduction in the 2600 block of 14th Place at a bus stop this past Monday involving a white van with tinted windows and two children. The man driving the van, described as African American, got out and offered the children a yellow book while asking them about the library. As he talked to the kids, police say that a second person, a white male, slid open the side door on the van and stared at the children, who then left the area. Kenosha police reminding the public report any kind of suspicious activity and asking anybody with further information about this case to give them a call. And the man accused of the brutal hatchet death of his estranged wife in Mount Pleasant last year is now scheduled to go on trial in July. 39-year-old Christian Loganegru is charged with first-degree intentional homicide, mayhem, and kidnapping. He's pleaded not guilty and not guilty by reason of insanity. Because of that, the trial of the Arlington Heights man will take place in two stages. The first to determine if he is guilty of the charges, the second if he had the mental capacity at the time of the attack. Loganegru accused of tracking his wife to the home of her employer, where she had been hiding, dragging her out to his car, driving her to a Mount Pleasant motel, where police found her bleeding. She later died at the hospital. After narrowly voting Tuesday night to sell the former Taylor Home property to Evergreen Academy, the Elmwood Park Village Board voted unanimously last night to also hire an outside attorney to review the proposed contract. The school, which is leasing some space from the village at that location, has offered $900,000 for the complex, which also houses the village offices and other businesses. At the meeting last night, attorney John Bolanjic offered his services to the board after advising them not to sign the contract currently on the table.
where if you sign this, you are representing a warranty to Evergreen that you're selling them perfect property. Perfect property. And you can't do that. You know, I don't care what kind of shape these buildings are in, how good they are, but they're not perfect. I don't guarantee that.
Belongic said the contract ought to spell out that the village does not represent the property as perfect and instead that the building's being sold in their current condition. Village also wants to retain part of the property on the south end for a future park or other use. Evergreen Academy representatives are a little concerned about the delay, giving the village a deadline of next week to approve the contract, indicating they are also looking at another property with a willing seller. Racine Unified School Board held a closed session in a meeting room at Bucket's Pub on the overdue evaluation of Superintendent Lolly Hawes. While outside the Southwest Side business, teachers union leadership explained how she is failing, and the one-dimensional review process fails district stakeholders. REA President Aaron Ike telling reporters this is only the second time in 3 years they've done this kind of report on a superintendent, which is just as long as Hawes has been around.
Teachers responded very clearly that the players are not being listened to and there's not enough of a back and forth. So we look forward to working with this board and with this superintendent to make sure that we can move this district forward as a team and not someone just kind of shouting what they think from the hilltop.
REA Executive Director Naomi Baden cited teacher survey numbers 75% and above to show the superintendent is not meeting key operational expectations for the district. Both officials acknowledged the situation is getting closer to a possible no-confidence vote on the superintendent. Dr. Hawes issued a statement about progress in such areas as student achievement and graduation rates, community partnership building, and the incoming high school academies. I trust that the Board of Education's evaluation of my work will reflect this, according to Hawes, adding, I look forward to the opportunity to discuss ways to continue our momentum. The UW Board of Regents votes to restore some of the tenure protections for faculty that were removed by Republican lawmakers in the last state budget. Region President Regina Milner says it gives chancellors needed tools to control their budgets.
We need to be able to protect that quality by making certain critical decisions.
Region Jose Vasquez, though, said those decisions are only needed because state lawmakers stripped away resources from the system. Individual campuses like Parkside, UWM, and Madison will now have to figure out how to deal with the changes. Congressman and House Speaker Paul Ryan, the featured speaker at tonight's Kenosha County Republican Party Lincoln Day dinner at the UW Parkside Student Center Ballroom. The event begins at 6:30, preceded by a 5:30 p.m. special reception, which will include Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. Meanwhile, Speaker Ryan's counsel has sent out a cease and desist letter to the Draft Ryan Group, which is registered with Federal Election Commission members as a super PAC, hoping to collect 1 million online signatures to convince him to run. The letter tells the group to stop its efforts, noting their activities are, quote, not in compliance with federal law and may constitute fraudulent solicitation of funds, unquote. WRJN.com is our webpage or newscast there. Whenever you want, look in the local news section. At WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.